That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Hi.
Sorry. I don't know what happened there, but...
The hamster that powers the radio station fell asleep.
Indeed he did. But we are here, we are live, and we are just a little bit tardy thanks to some technical difficulties. We still don't exactly know what happened, we just know something happened, yeah. And took a minute to get it fixed, and here we go.
The bad news is we panicked in that amount of time, and we killed one of us, and we had to eat them, and we hate to inform you that Audrey is... was that person.
Yes. Yes.
Do what you have to do.
But we are going to have a free barbecue starting at 7 a.m. There we go. So thank you for your patience. And
can we just shout out one dude?
Yeah.
Hold on. From Twitter. Where is he at? Justin J. Bombs on Twitter. Listen that entire time.
Did you? Yeah, J-Bombs.
You stuck with us for 22 minutes of static?
29.
29.
29.
Oh, because it went down before 6, huh? My man.
Committed. Oh, that dude is the real MVP.
All right.
Thank you.
So so let's get into it here. Obviously, top shelf stuff here. The list was put out yesterday as to what is essential and what is not.
Okay.
And they laid out what are essential businesses, and there are some of the things that you would expect: police, fire, medical, social service organizations that provide food, shelter, critical social services for the disadvantaged in the population, utilities, trash collection still going to happen.
Good.
Air transportation.
Thank you.
Home maintenance and repair services. Because I was talking with my wife about this yesterday. We just, the girls needed to get out of the house. We just went for a walk around the block. Mm-hmm. And one of our neighbors had one of those big dumpsters outside of their house. And I don't know if they're remodeling or they had a whole bunch of water damage, I'm like, can you imagine right now if they shut down all plumbers and all of a sudden had a pipe burst in your house?
Those are essential, though.
You got to have that stuff.
I mean, hardware stores, and, I was talking yesterday about the refrigerator.
Yeah.
My mom's refrigerator getting delivered. Luckily, it did get delivered, but if it were to break, there are repair people that can still do it, and you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy appliances there. Those hardware stores will be open.
Lowe's and Home Depot is?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
I went to Home Depot yesterday.
So auto repair services, trucking service centers. So if your car breaks down, you'll still be able to get it fixed. Grocery stores, obviously wide open. Supermarkets, hardware stores, convenience and discount stores, pharmacies, healthcare operations, biomedical facilities, post office, shipping outlets. So there's a lot of stuff. Gas stations, truck stops, banks, veterinary services. So if your dog or cat gets...
Liquor stores
are.
I got an email from my like normal liquor store, and I'm like, oh, they are open.
I saw them advertising too.
Yeah.
Pushing out on Instagram, hey, we open. So I don't think that's a terrible idea.
Well, they're taking precautions. They're only a certain amount of people in each store at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I feel in trying times, some adult beverages could be considered essential.
Yeah.
I had a White Claw in the shower last night. I was so bored.
I dumped. So I had to
really?
Make room.
Yeah.
I had to make room in my fridge, with all everything going on, because normally, only thing in my fridge is beverages. There's beer and there's other liquids, water and everything else. But there was probably almost a whole shelf from the last time I had people over to the house filled with White Claw. I dumped out probably 2 dozen White Claw.
Oh, no.
Because I'm I don't want to just keep these in the pantry.
You know
and
what?
I'm never going to drink
them. If they
do
close the liquor stores, you're going to regret that.
No,
yes.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
I got enough bourbon to last me until the apocalypse clears, man. Or I'll...
So dispensaries also okay to stay open during this time. And obviously a lot of people, medicinal marijuana, everything else. So that's part of the reason why. But sure enough, some dispensary is going to be open too. Things that are not considered essential, and here is the list: entertainment and hospitality, including strip clubs and brothels, casinos, concert venues, arenas, large conference rooms, meeting halls, cafeterias, recreational and athletic facilities, beauty and personal care services and facilities. We're all going to come out of this looking pretty rough. Aren't
we? Yes, with beards.
Every single girl that I know is talking about oh, man, I really should have got my nails did.
So I was talking to my wife, because I told her, I'm not going to go get my hair cut until everything clears up. I'm going to wait the appropriate amount of time. Obviously everything, salons are closed down, but I've got some friends who are in that, the hairdressing world. They're doing house calls.
Really?
I was curious if there was going to be... some like speakeasy type stuff going right. on with like hair salons and nail salons where they're not supposed to be operating, but they are.
See, I don't like that, but I don't mind if you're going to just do a house call. You know, I mean, if you're just not if you're not sick and you the person you're, whose hair you're cutting is not sick, then there should be no problem. But like when you're surrounded by, you know, if you're in a busy salon with 30 people, that becomes a problem.
See, but even with one-on-one, I feel uncomfortable because, again, that 6-foot social distancing that has just been like pounded in everyone's heads. Like even if you know the person well and they're not sick.
My stylist is going to use those big giant novelty scissors that you cut ribbons with.
So just a little bit.
So we've got the 6-foot rule.
We have the 6-foot rule in place.
Yeah,
but yeah, so
yeah, we're good.
There's some people that are calling for, you know, their businesses to remain open even though they're on that list, and basically just right now it's like this. You know, they have to be strict about this, and the governor has to do what he needs to do in order to try to save lives here in Nevada, and so they're shutting down a lot of stuff. But that being said, outside of bars and restaurants, there's not a lot of things that I go, yeah, I absolutely need that open right now.
The Gap.
Now. Yeah. The Gap.
Where am I going to get my chinos?
Where am I going to get my khakis?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, there's obviously a lot of unrest right now in, you know, people's minds when it comes to what they're going to do about their money. And this is interesting. So Donald Trump said yesterday he's going to invoke the Defense Production Act to marshal the private sector in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Trump said that the HUD is providing immediate relief to renters and homeowners by suspending all foreclosures and evictions until the end of April.
Okay, that's good.
More than two dozen Senate Democrats have been urging him to invoke the Korean War era law to increase production of needed masks, ventilators, and respirators. So basically, there's a way for the federal government to come in and basically dictate to the private sector what they need to be doing during this time to help the populace. So if there's a company, for example, that can make respirators or that can make masks for the medical professionals, because it's a huge problem. It's not the sort of thing that I ever recall in the United States, certainly in our lifetime, but up in Seattle, they're having to reuse masks in hospitals.
Are you seeing the photos that were going viral over the last couple of days about like when the doctors and nurses and other healthcare providers would be getting done with their, you know, 12 or 14 hour shift? Like they would post a picture of what their faces look like, and from the masks and from the eyewear, it's just, I mean, they look like they got into a UFC fight. It looks like they fought some straight up MMA, and they just look beat up, and that's what, you know, these medical providers are doing. And, you know, it's truly something like we have, rarely ever seen. Yes. I mean, we've seen like times of crisis, but not these extended times of crisis.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. And frankly, it's a little bit scary. But the fact that the federal government is stepping in and they're saying, hey, look, these are unusual times. They call for unusual measures. Let's step all of this up. We need masks, we need ventilators, we need respirators. So, you know, if there's somebody out there that can start cranking on it, then by all means.
Did we talk about the thing on air yesterday? I don't remember if we did, about the company that was printing those 3D little valves.
No, so this is a pretty crazy story. So this is actually over in Italy. There is this company that owns the patent to create these valves that are needed for the coronavirus treatment. And forgive my ignorance. I don't know exactly what the valves are used for.
It's for a respirator.
But it's exactly. It's something in the mechanism of the respirator. And the company that holds the patent on it, they were charging $11,000 per valve. And a couple of volunteer students over in Italy got a 3D printer from this company that's like, hey, you know, obviously we're all kind of in this together. Here's our 3D printer. See what you guys were able to do. They were able to make exact replicas for $1.
And
they're charging $11,000 and they were making them for $1. And what's really incredible is that the company that holds a patent was trying to sue them.
Well, not only were they trying to sue these students and the hospital that is trying to save lives over there, they ran out of the valves, which is why the hospital was in desperate need.
Right.
Like, can't save any more lives unless, you know, we're out. And yes, there are $11,000 on top of that, but your $1 fix that's saving lives, yeah, that's not going to fly here. So I hope the Italian government cracks down on that, you know, and drops an elbow on that company, man. Like, because screw you, lives are not more important than profits.
Oh, you had that backwards.
Oh, wait.
Profits are not more important than
that. Sorry, I've been programmed by our corporate overlords.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Now I can never run for public office. Or can I?
Yeah, no, now you're a top candidate.
All the corporate dollars just funneling straight in right now.
There's a line of guys in suits outside with briefcases that want to talk to you.
It's like the second time I've done that. This is a really bad Freudian slip.
Oh, boy. Lives are not more important than profits. Elect that man!
Mahoney 2020!
A little late now.
Could be worse.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do I have to get you? What do I have to do to get you to help me, you know, move out of my house? Like, you know, it wouldn't take that long. You know, whatever you want, just let me know. I got you.
Message deleted.
You know, out of an abundance of safety and caution, I think that this is probably not the right time, or really any time in the future, to be helping somebody move.
I would
pass on that. Just to be, I don't want to. You know, I don't know if I have this. You know, a lot of people don't know if they have this.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be careful for you. For you, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, even if everything was right in the world as well. At the age of, I think, 28 or 29, I made a conscious decision that I was never, ever going to physically help anyone move their house ever again.
Right around the time that I asked you to help me move, right?
You don't need my help.
Yes, I do need your help. Yes, I did need
your help. You have money to hire movers.
That was in 2000. That was in 2008. I didn't have any money. The economy had gone off of a cliff.
You stayed in that house until like 2011. So this is a lie.
No, I didn't. I was moving out of that house.
In 2011.
No. Your timeline's way off, man.
Your timeline.
Stop making excuses for why you didn't help me move.
I'm not helping. I told you, and I'm not helping anybody. I helped way too many people move between the ages of like 14 and 27. Like, I moved one friend, I kid you not, probably five times.
That's going to be the true sign of the apocalypse, Ian, is if Mahoney starts helping people move, you're like, yep, well, it's all over.
I have a one-bedroom, man, honestly.
No.
It'll take 15 minutes.
Yeah, it won't take too long.
Just
come
hire,
on, man.
I don't got any money.
Hire small business. Keep the fuel of the economy going.
Nobody has any money right now.
Hey, then don't move. Then don't move. No,
easier said than done,
come on,
you jerk.
Seriously.
Please leave a message after
moving
the tone.
Companies.
Isn't it funny? If we flatten the curve on this illness, we're going to flatten the curve on pretty much every other illness if we just stay in quarantine. So I guess there's the bright side of the show. Bye.
Message deleted.
You ain't wrong.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong. But I mean, most illnesses and sicknesses out there don't require mass hospitalization, so it doesn't really matter if you flatten
the
curve.
And there's treatments for them, and there's, you know, vaccines in many cases, you know. So maybe get vaccinated, you know. I would really hate to get whooping cough. I had a friend who got whooping cough.
Really?
What a guy, a food critic we know.
Huh.
Got whooping cough last year.
What exactly is whooping cough?
Because
it
sounds
like something dogs get. That's kennel cough. Sorry.
It sounds like something that you'd get as a parting gift if you went to see the Arsenio Hall show.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, top stories coming up in just a couple of minutes. The expert who led the team in assessing the outbreak in China said no one is safe from the virus. So that's great.
That's comforting.
Meanwhile, there's bar owners around the country that are refusing to shut down, insisting they're going to stay open. And boy, wait until you hear this audio of these clowns from Florida that were just wanting to rip it up and party, bro.
I cannot believe this is not satire. These, like, you know when you make fun of younger generations because it's been done every time for the history of the world?
Yeah.
This really kind of just epitomizes how stupid some people are.
Top stories on the way. Well, this is some great news. The expert who led the team assessing China's outbreak says that no one is safe from the virus.
Oh.
Elderly people are the most at risk of developing severe coronavirus, but experts warn that young, healthy people are still dying from the respiratory infection. Most of the families recorded across the world have had people who are elderly suffer the underlying conditions and have weakened immune systems, make them more vulnerable. But the guy who assessed the pandemic in China says there are alarming numbers of young people who have developed complications from the disease as well, which makes this next clip even more infuriating. CBS News was down in Florida with all these dummies that were partying for spring break. And I'm just going to play it. I mean, these are people that are all look to be around 21 years old.
Yeah.
And they just cannot get it through their thick heads what they're doing.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens. With the bars being closed, you know, we'll find alternatives. Unfortunately, it does suck.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Yes. There's more important things out there like hunger and poverty. So let's deflect from the fact that there is a pandemic that is spreading across the globe right now, and all of you dummies are giving it to each other.
The part that dropped out right there was he said that they've been waiting for this for 2 months.
Yes.
Two to three months. 2 months, guys. They've been waiting. And actually, so there is a new story that just broke out. That now, so out of the, you know, this is from when they had 2,500 cases. Now we're closely approaching, you know, we're damn near over 10,000. But this is from when we just had the data from the 2,500 cases. So they're, you know, obviously compiling this data and looking at it. 38% of those people, of those 2,500 cases, 38% were between the ages of 20 and 54 who were hospitalized.
Wow.
So the fact that, like, this narrative that, oh, young people.
We're younger, so we can't get it. It's just not
true. There have been doctors that have said this is going to cause irreversible damage to your lungs. This is why it's killing so many people, because it's like it's just eating your lungs from the inside, like pneumonia times 10.
So it's not just kids, though. There's this dummy in Ohio that on St. Patrick's Day decided that he was going to keep the bar doors open for his establishment, even though he was ordered by the state of Ohio to close them. He told reporters that he's just, quote, trying to make a living. There didn't appear to be a whole lot of customers at the Irish-themed venue. There was two.
Okay.
They were seen leaning in closely. There was recommendations to stay at least 6 feet apart from each other, but he decided that he was going to keep his doors open. No one really showed up to his dumb party, but still, man, what are you doing?
You're trying to make a living? Well, we're trying to keep people living. That is the difference. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't think that we lived, you know, this far into 2020 over the last 5 years or so. I didn't think that there would be a bigger, I think most of the dummies on my social media and friends in my life that, I'm really not that close with had identified themselves as just full-blown, straight-up idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, I don't think, even pales in comparison. Like this, the deniers and the people who think this is a government conspiracy to do what? Like, the government doesn't want us to lose money because they lose money. They don't want small businesses to fail because that's less taxes. They don't want us to furlough. They don't want to close down all these places because that's less money coming in for them.
Well, you know the whole narrative in West Virginia. So they didn't have any tests there, so they weren't able to find out if anyone had it. And then, what was it, you know, yesterday, a couple of days ago, they had the first case that popped up.
Because they tested the first person.
Right. And they're like, oh,
shocking.
Yeah, there you go. But there was this whole narrative going on in West Virginia that people in West Virginia can't catch it because we're West Virginians.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the coronavirus and all viruses in general and colds and pandemics and everything, they don't recognize geography.
State lines don't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what your race is, what your age is, what your gender is, what your ethnicity is. None of that stuff. All the things that
your bank account.
All those things that normally divide us, they don't matter.
No. No, it doesn't give a damn. It's gonna wreck everybody.
Boy, what a cruel world that would be if the one state that was impervious would be West Virginia. Damn it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, maybe that's just a commentary on West Virginia as a whole. The virus doesn't want to go
there. You know, I'm fine. I'm just going to ravage the rest of the world leave that one state. I think they're taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping with your cousin? Really? Who does that?
Virus.
So here in Las Vegas is obviously interesting times. The Strip is shut down. All the casinos across the state are shut down for 30 days. And this is day number two of the shutdown, but really the first full day.
I saw a picture last night of the Fremont Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it like those, like, you know, like concert barricades up on the ends of it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's supposed to be out of the hotels. you know, at least all the guests are. There's no gaming going on down there, but like that was kind of a bizarre sight to see.
For sure.
I mean, obviously the strip being empty is weird, but like the Fremont Street experience also very weird.
So Allegiant, which is based here in Las Vegas, obviously that it has the naming rights for the stadium, they say that they are going to cut about 15% of its flight capacity for April and May, with reductions between 30 and 35% likely in the future. So according to an Allegiant spokesperson, they said that the Las Vegas-based domestic carrier, although not impacted in the early stages of the outbreak the way carriers with international service were, is now getting pummeled by event cancellations and destination closures like Disney World and Disneyland. So customers with canceled flights will be notified directly and provided other options. So that's what really stinks, is if you have to travel right now, you still run the risk of your flight just being canceled because there's not enough people on it.
Or them running out of gas.
Yeah, that too. So, yeah. Speaking of Allegiant, Allegiant Stadium construction is continuing amid the 30-day statewide shutdown. And some people are really happy about that because they're like, cool, I still get to work. Other people are like, I don't want to go to work right now because I don't want to get sick. Yeah. So people definitely in both camps, but Sisolak mandated that all hotel casino properties shut down, but construction was considered an industry that is necessary. And so the chairman of the Las Vegas Stadium Authority, who also serves as CEO of the Convention and Visitors Authority, said late last week that there's no concerns of the coronavirus outbreak affecting the stadium's scheduled completion date of July 31st. Of course, we're still very early on in this. The project is currently over 85% complete, with $1.4 billion of the $1.97 billion in the budget expended, according to the January monthly stadium report provided by the Stadium Authority.
So, I'm going to say this. If you run a business or you're a manager at a company and you're browbeating your employees to come in who are legitimately sick because you think they're lazy and they're not working hard, you are a piece of garbage. Like, that is how these problems continue. Because we've gotten several messages over the last few days from friends and listeners in the construction world who are like, I do not want to be around other people right now. And, you know, even though they say that, like, okay, you can be 6 feet apart, you know, we're using similar tools or we're using similar materials. And, you know, we are in closer proximity than we would like to be. So it's I'll be curious to see if that continues, you know, or if the shutdown works, if that'll be able to if we have to take any more measures to try to keep this even more so contained.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that are kind of pushing back on the idea that, you know, this 30-day closure should remain in place. The mayor, Carolyn Goodman, yesterday was issuing a plea to the governor requesting that he significantly shorten a 30-day closure of non-essential businesses in order, she said, to protect workers and avoid a chilling effect on the state's recovery for several years to come. Goodman took the unusual step of speaking to the council from the public comment podium. So, you know, obviously that's normally where people come up and... Yeah. She went up there and did the same thing. She said there's going to be a lot of hardships if employees who rely on the city's tourist industry for income are not able to return to work sooner. She said, please, Governor, we need to be able to live our lives, support our families, and yes, keep Nevada strong, but together. She later said, we can't do that if we are continuously housebound, unable to work for such a lengthy time period. And I get the thinking on both sides here, but at the same time, like, we're already in this.
Yes.
We just need to hunker down and do it.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Carolyn, I like you. I think, you know, we've had plenty of interactions over the years.
Always been nothing but good to us.
Yep, and I really liked Oscar when he was here as well. But you are so off the mark on this particular subject. Because guess what? We keep the hotels open. Everybody, we have proven as a country that we cannot self-quarantine on our own. Look what's going on in Florida. Look what all these other, like, tourist destination spots that are...
We are not to be trusted.
We can't. And so you say that this economy is going to be affected. Yes, it is. But think of how bad this economy would be affected if we've got 100,000 workers down on the strip working in hotels who are sick. And who knows how many of those people would die because of this. And then that just would keep the spread going and going and going. And that would decimate the economy either way. So it's a lose-lose situation. And if we're going to lose-lose, how about we lose less lives? And keep people safer.
Well, and then the other part is that obviously the federal government is very involved here, right? Locally, everything about this sucks. Nobody likes going through this process.
But this is what we have to do.
But the federal government is doing things, and they're trying to do things in order to alleviate some of that. We don't even know what that is yet. So calling for this to be shortened before we even know what sort of relief packages are going to be approved and pushed through, and those are actively happening right now, is a little
They're working on a small business bailout. Yep. They're working on a bailout for citizens as well. And once that information comes down, obviously, I think we reassess at that point. But we know right now, if you're looking at the amount of cases that continue to grow all across the country, it's getting scary. And we took way longer.
And there's still no tests available.
Yes.
I told you, I have that friend who's got a two-year-old son that is having problems breathing, and he checks basically all of the boxes and still can't get a test.
Took him into
the ER as a two-year-old, and they notice on his lungs that there are some spots, and it looks like a mild case pneumonia, which very well could be the coronavirus,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
But there's still no tests available for it. And that's where we are for a two-year-old in Las Vegas as of right now.
Sure glad everybody in the NBA got tested, though.
Yeah, thank God the Brooklyn Nets got tested.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We have a long way to go. It's going to be uncomfortable, but we can't get into this mindset of trying to fight this. We just all have to be in this together and get through it. That's the only way through.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So, of course, while this whole coronavirus thing is going on, there's still a lot of stupid people doing stupid things. And, yes, the coronavirus has infected our Redneck Report. A 23-year-old Texas man decided that he was going to do a, quote-unquote, social experiment.
Oh,
this 23-year-old by the name of Michael Lane Brandon. You got, like, three first names there, man. Of course you're doing this.
And he lives
in Tyler County.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
That's John Tyler County, sir.
In a comment on the post, Brandon advised that he was informed by medical professionals in Tyler County that he had the coronavirus and that it had become airborne. It caused panic on the phone lines for both the hospitals and authorities. Multiple people contacted the sheriff's office about the claim, saying that somebody in their county had been stricken with the contagious illness. Police got in touch with a man who lives in Woodville, East Texas, after a county judge issued an arrest warrant. He turned himself in. He was jailed on a $1,000 bond. Doesn't seem like enough. Charged with a Class A misdemeanor of false alarm or report. He was claiming that he was conducting a social experiment when he shared a post claiming to have COVID-19.
What? I mean, how thirsty for attention are you?
He told deputies that his post was to make a point that you can't believe everything that you view online.
So he's changing all of our views.
We're playing checkers. He's playing chess.
I mean, not even chess.
4D chess.
Oh, yeah. Dumb, and dumb chess.
That's the 4Ds. Don't worry, guys. It's not just us here in the United States that are idiots when it comes to this whole thing. A couple, again, not taking any notice of the social distancing. They were caught having relations in a car over in Milan.
Oh.
And, of course, that breaches the quarantine rules in Italy.
I'm at this.
23-year-old Egyptian man and a 40-year-old woman.
My
dude.
All right.
Yeah.
Were caught in the act.
And my sister. Get yours.
That's right. Look out.
Uh-huh. So what kind of, do we know what kind of car it was?
Doesn't say what kind of car it was.
If it was a Fiat, then yes, that is against the laws of nature and is disgusting.
So you're allowed to have one person in the front seat and one person in the back seat, but not two people in the front seat or two people in the back seat. And yeah, sure enough, they're accused of ignoring the quarantine rules, which bans the action in a car. It's not clear whether the couple will face further action, but authorities have been keeping a very close eye on all road vehicles in order to enforce the ban.
So, I mean, theoretically, if you were in the front half of the car and they were in the back half of the car.
Yeah, like, can I reach back behind and...
Sorry, I was trying to put this in reverse.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Well, you have put it into drive, my man.
That's right.
All right, so here's the question.
It's neutral.
It's always neutral.
Oh, boy.
What's something that you have always taken for granted and never thought that you'd miss, but now you would do it in a heartbeat right now? Like walking into a crowded bar and not being able to get a drink because it's so packed. Like all of a sudden I miss that. Waiting in line to get into a concert or sporting event all of a sudden sounds good. Getting on an airplane and flying somewhere in basic economy just because you can go somewhere and be around other people. What would you be willing to do? Crowd surf at a concert?
Oh, no.
Things that you would never, ever think that you would want to do or miss that you would do in a heartbeat right now.
What
text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. So what is it that you miss that maybe you never really thought about missing up until this point? Marty on Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, work. I miss work.
I mean, there is a camaraderie and there is a normalcy that comes along with going to work every day. Then, you know, especially like a lot of businesses are down to essential personnel only, or some of are all just working from home.
A literal ghost town around here. Are we the only people in the building today?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're the only ones in the building today.
Unbelievable. Raunch said just going to the gym. Can't go to the gym.
I miss that too so much.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, no, but that's a big part of a lot of people's lives.
So many complaints about that. Yeah. Really, people are freaking out about how they can't go to the gym. Just do some push-ups in your house.
Do a jumping jack.
It's not the same.
You can do burpees at your house. Are burpees still a thing?
Yeah, they're still a thing, but nobody likes them. That's why you go to the gym, so you don't have to do burpees in your living room.
Yeah, you just go to the gym and you sit on a piece of equipment and text. Just sit on your couch and pretend it's a workout bench. same results.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Do three sit-ups, sit there and text for 20 minutes.
Yep.
Another set coming up here, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you miss? Maybe it's something that you never thought you'd miss. Just like the idea of getting on a packed airplane normally sounds terrible, but getting on a packed airplane and going somewhere with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Just can't do it now, man.
I mean, a lot of people are, you know, it's like a lot of people, their spring break's coming up. Yeah. You know, it's all, and they're sacrificing for the betterment.
Something that you've always taken for granted, never thought you'd miss, but now you do it in a heartbeat. What is that thing for you? X107.5, Dave Mahoney. You can text it to 73100.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Something that you've probably always taken for granted because you never really thought about how significant it was until you don't have it, right? And I mean, that's the way it is with a lot of things in life, right?
Yep.
You take it all for granted, and then all of a sudden, once it's gone, you're like, oh, boy, I really shouldn't have taken it.
Then you beg to ask it for forgiveness. Yep. Please take you back.
I'm so sorry. This one, Jeff just said, being able to go where I want. The bookstore, the bar, a movie, a restaurant.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that like you can't go to a restaurant or just go to a pub and hang out with your friends right now, that's strange, man.
For me, it's the, you know, going to the movies with my mom. You know, like I love going to the movies and seeing, just hanging out. Because, like, my mom and I don't get to see each other all that often.
Yeah.
Even though we live in the same city, you know. But when we, you know, try to see each other, it's usually what we do, go get something to eat and go to a movie. And all of that has just been eradicated. For me, too, fast food. I have not eaten.
Really?
This is probably since my diet several years ago.
Right, yeah.
The last one in 2016.
Your last skinny year in 2016.
2017, whatever it was. This is probably the longest I've gone without eating fast food in 3 years.
A couple of that are also parent-related. Judy said visiting my parents, which stinks.
Yeah. You got to keep them safe.
Yeah, Victor said, never thought I would say this, but the sound of Willy Wonka's song Imagination because it's my mom's ringtone.
Oh, man. So, I thought you were going to say from the Willy Wonka slot machines because, yes, that gets me every time.
Every time.
I just feed in money.
Loompa, doopa,
no. It's pure imagination.
Yeah. That's So Victor, for you, here is a clip.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
I love this song so much.
It gives me goosebumps, legitimately. Yes.
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Oh, that does make everything better.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Except for Grandpa Joe's lazy ass.
Yeah, I know. You sitting around
in a robe, in a weird-ass robe.
You haven't been out of that bed in years, and all of a sudden a golden ticket shows up, and you're like, look at me. I can walk just fine.
Somersaulting out of that bed.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What a dick.
He's getting ahead of the quarantine, man. He's just in bed.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What do you miss most that maybe you always took for granted, maybe you didn't even really like doing before, but now you just wish that you could do it? The idea of just getting up in the morning, going to work, and then going to happy hour at the end of it. That was never exciting to me before. The idea of doing it now, I would kill too.
Well, with the weekend here, you know, I'm like trying to, you know, like normally weekends are spent with friends or family or doing some sort of activity if you work, like a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday. And now you're just like, I was asking my wife, I'm like, because she's, you know, she's out of work right now too.
Right.
So I'm like, what do you want to do? She's like, sit here.
So my five year wedding anniversary is this weekend. And I'm like,
baby, I couldn't get you a present. I'm sorry. I was thinking of your safety.
No, it's not even about like a gift, but like even going out and like just going to dinner or something. Yeah.
You can do takeout.
And then my wife's birthday is the following weekend.
Oh, man.
This is very convenient for you.
And this is great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, and we're having a kid in the next few weeks as well. So it's like, man, like as far as kind of like a murderer's row for my wife for like the
big life events,
the worst time for this to happen. It's like kind of the big three: birthday, anniversary, and birth of a child.
Yeah.
Because those are all like three very happy things, right?
They should be. Traditionally.
They should be. Yeah. It's not like some.
I mean, married to you, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're right.
The anniversary may be pretty low on that list.
Does this mean we have to have sex?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is it that you never thought that you'd miss, but now all of a sudden you really do? You took it for granted. This one, I miss bro hugs.
I saw a friend yesterday. During the apocalypse, my toilet breaks.
Of course. That is the most Mahoney thing ever.
Yeah, of course it is. So I had to go get like a little flapper and a chain thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm at Home Depot, I see a friend. And the hardest thing to do is like, because we are just so ingrained in seeing people that you like. And then
give them a hug, a little handshake, or whatever.
And it's like, oh, elbow.
Elbow. Yeah.
Elbow.
Foot.
Yeah.
You doing the kid and play foot thing? Yeah.
I
do that. That's
my balance is off, man. I just fall over.
How did Mahoney break his fourth vertebrae trying to do the kid play foot tag? Hello.
You know what I miss that I ever thought I'd miss? $12 beers at sporting events and concerts.
Totally. $12. What kind of where are you getting these deals at, my friend?
The happy hour? What are you talking about? $12.
Where can I get that?
Somebody just said strippers. I miss them all and the gym.
You're taking all the money that you're saving.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that is one industry I just do not understand.
Being a stripper?
Well, as a guy, because the drinks are somehow even more expensive than going to professional sports.
That's a lifestyle.
There's a lot of lonely people out there, man. Like you.
I've been lonely too. I've got the internet.
Yeah, the internet.
You've never been that lonely.
I got the internet, man.
Man, I've known you.
I self quarantined for a month once.
For 15 years. Yeah, I know. That's just because you were too high to leave your apartment.
That's true. That's a fair statement. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know. We don't need to get into my politics on strip clubs versus escorts.
So playing games with my niece at my sister's house. My roommate has a compromised immune system, so we must isolate to keep her safe.
Have you seen all the photos from like the nursing homes? Of like the
people on the other side of the glass.
And it just breaks my heart. I mean,
my girlfriend's grandfather, he's 92. They have his home on a complete lockdown. Her mom went to go drop off some chili the other day, had to hand it like through a door that was ajar, just like a sliver in Wisconsin.
With my family, because you know, like my grandparents are here, my parents are here, and we're here. Like, you know, we've got a system that like if something goes wrong or they need something, that we're not even going inside. We are just dropping it off at the front door and then they can come get it. Like, which is that? I mean, how bizarre is that? You know, it's like, I know some of us avoid holidays and things like that, but then when you're like, physically, you can't go see them, it feels different now.
Yeah, Matt said, hug my mom and dad. They're both over 65 and had recent health issues, surgery within the last 2 years. I'm still working in an essential service industry and I'm out in the world, so I can't go anywhere near them for at least a month, maybe longer. It's very tough.
Yeah.
Roseanne just said, grocery shopping. I miss all the food that we could easily get. It's scary nowadays.
Like, I mean, I was driving into the station to check out everything that was going on, and there's a grocery store right by my house, and everything else is closed around it, and the grocery store doesn't open until, like, 7 or 8 a.m., and there were people in the parking lot, like, 2.5 hours early, and I'm not talking, like, just the workers. That thing was completely full, and I'm like, whoa, man. Like, I haven't been... You know, in what, probably 10 days now, 10 days. So I don't know what, just because everything that I've seen online and everything I've seen driving by, I would like to go get some more Pringles. I'm out of Pringles. I cannot eat my peanut butter and jelly and bologna sandwiches without Pringles.
Oh, Lord.
We have some issues.
And you and my 1 year old have a lot in common. They have those little Pringles like the kids ones,
you know what I'm talking about.
But she just took the whole stack out and ate it like it was a sandwich yesterday.
She's advanced.
I'm like, you are handling quarantine well, my dear. Right. Mel said, a little chunker.
Oh God, I love that.
Mel said, going for a walk to the little grass area and playground by my house. I thought a short walk in the neighborhood would be okay, but it wasn't. In less than a block, I passed 21 people.
Whew.
It's usually never that busy out there. Some people get it and move to the other side or wait for you to pass, but others take up the whole path and they don't move. Can't even go on a neighborhood walk because it's crowded out there. Thankfully, I do have a little backyard I can spend some time in.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But man, just... show some common courtesy.
Yeah, you know, like, just be aware of other people around you. Social distancing. Even if you don't take it seriously, respect that other people do.
Yes, because you don't know if they've got a compromised partner who's got, you know, pre-existing conditions, or their grandmother may live with them, or who knows what.
Robin said, going to the gym and my daughter going to school loosely translated some me time. I mean, a lot of parents are dealing with that right now with... they just don't have any sort of break. Like, for my wife, like, she's pretty active, obviously. Yeah. And, you know, our 4-year-old's in preschool. And then, like, mm-hmm. she'll go to the gym or whatever. And they have a place where they watch the kids at the gym. And so she'll just get some time to work out. Or, like, I'll watch the girls while she goes and gets her nails done. Like, there is no breaks right now.
No.
That's tough, man.
So, yesterday, you know, my wife and I were, you know, we're just at the house after the show was done. Because she's, you know, her school's closed. And, you know... she is so, like, she loves the kids at her school so much. She's like, you know, we're just sitting there and, you know, just kind of, you know, silence. And just because, you know, we're around each other for a long period of time. But she's like, gets sent a picture of her kids and one of her teachers. They're all like FaceTiming, essentially, some program. That,
so it's like a group FaceTime
sort
of thing.
Yeah, all cool. The kids. And she just like, she gets so sad. She's like, I just miss the kids so much right now, you know? And I'm just like.
Like, normally it's kind of annoying because, like, it's just you're going to work and every day and there's challenges and everything else. But then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, I love them so much, you know? And yeah, it gives you a whole new appreciation for it.
You know, I'm like, man, well, can't they call it for us? Tired of seeing Dave.
Come on, man. Edwin said, I just miss the ability to buy and eat bananas. Armando, getting my hair cut from my barber because I get it cut every 2 weeks and I'm sure due for one. By the time this is all over, I'm going to look like an overweight Wolverine.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Ian, did you cut your own hair?
No, I had my drunk cosmetologist girlfriend cut it. And I say that with air quotes. She hasn't updated that license in months. It looks really bad.
It doesn't look bad.
You know, it's rather offensive to ask somebody if they cut their own hair, right?
No, I mean, he came in with a haircut,
offensive to my girlfriend.
It sure is.
And she's listening right now, by the way.
Of course she is.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you calmly walked up to a rhino in the wild, we dream it would be inviting and warm towards us. Then we become friends with a rhino. Come over for dinner. In the holidays, but no, rhinos kill people. It's sad. I kind of wish they were nicer.
Message deleted.
First off,
how high is that?
Yeah,
is
I mean,
that a
like,
poem?
I mean, it did sound very, almost kind of profound and in certain ways. I mean, if you look at rhino as the way society treats us and we treat society.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Spearman rhino. That's way different.
a white rhinoceros can weigh up to 5,100 pounds.
5,100 pounds?
Never once did I ever want to go pet a rhino. They don't look soft. They're like body armor. They are a living embodiment of a tank.
I'm cool with just both existing from a safe distance. Don't want to get close to a hippopotamus or a rhino.
Neither one.
No.
I kind of want to get close to a hippo.
Have you ever seen a hippo's teeth?
Oh, yeah. Horrifying.
Are they sharp?
Oh my God, they're fangs. Oh yeah.
What?
Google a hippo with like its mouth wide open.
Yeah, they have like tusks in there almost.
Oh, whoa.
Right?
It's not like
that's inappropriate.
It's not like the lies we've been fed from hungry hippos with those two front buck teeth that are dull as hell.
They're not all just cute and you know, they have these incredible fangs on the inside of their mouth.
Oh, I feel bad for watermelons now.
God. Please leave a message after the tone.
So I noticed you guys aren't doing any contests or anything. I understand that. can't you just give like some IOUs or toilet paper? Or hell, even give Mahoney's Peloton. We both know he ain't using it. Anyways, love the show. Bye.
Message deleted.
I mean, that would be pretty funny, right? If we were doing contests and we were just giving away a 48 pack of toilet paper.
Yeah. Where are we going to get our hands on a 48 pack of toilet paper?
I mean, we'd have to rob a Walmart truck or something.
Like I mean, Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Peloton's not going anywhere. That thing is a...
You're never going to give that up?
Oh, no. Never going to give it up?
I've heard multiple people offer to buy that from you. And you foolishly have said no. Right now should be the time. I mean, there might be a total global apocalypse coming where you're going to need the money, and
or the muscle. Start bulking up now, man.
Right. I mean, just go ahead and ride it until you sell it. But I mean, this is the time where you could actually get a premium for it.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely not going to get less than what I paid for it. You know, like I said, it has appreciated in value. It's like when a famous person owns a car. This is, you know,
you're not famous.
Yeah, Dave, I am verified on Twitter. Hello. Blue check mark.
That doesn't mean you're a celebrity.
I am famous.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, I know you've touched on this before. The whole country is in a state of emergency. I think we need to use the money to help the people that are sitting at home, especially those poor workers who cannot work from home, have no income. Let's help them out, man. Thanks.
Message deleted.
Yeah, you're so famous. Why don't you start giving people money?
Yeah, come on, man.
You rich celebrity, you?
No, I'm one of those awful ones. I'm just famous and I'm not rich. So this is
you're like D. Snyder.
KXTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
So you don't love to hear this, but they have had to close one of the towers over at McCarran International Airport because one of the workers has tested positive for the coronavirus. So it slowed operations for at least two airlines. But yeah, they were an air traffic controller that were working in one of the towers. And of course, when that happens, you have to totally shut it down and disinfect everything. Try to prevent the spread to other people.
I mean, those are close quarters up there, and already you have such a stressful job, as if you need to add any more stress to the air traffic controllers.
Yeah, and don't be a hero and go to work if you're not feeling well, man.
No.
Like, this is not the time for that.
Not at all. I mean, like, and again, if you're one of these managers who's, you know, this is a test to see who the people who really care about this business are. I care about my business as much as it cares about me.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you or I were to die today, they would replace us tomorrow.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Even if we don't die, they're probably still going to replace us. I mean, that's the thing, you know? Like, I get that we have bills to pay, but don't risk your life for a company that doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
Don't, man.
So Clark County has 19 cases, jumping up to 27, state total now at 86. And again, there's just not nearly enough tests. There's a couple of people that I know that I've seen on social media that have been like, you know, don't feel well, or my kid's not feeling well. Mm-hmm. Take him into the hospital. Still can't get tested. In fact, there was a doctor here in Las Vegas that couldn't get tested. And so
how is that even possible?
If you're talking about somebody that's in the healthcare industry, that's interacting with people all of the time and has no choice but to not socially distance, if that person can't get tested, boy.
It's that's a real problem, and this is what the problem, why we think that this, you know, epidemic could continue to go on for longer than it needs to be, because a lot of these other countries that have shut down do have the tests, and they don't have nearly as many people as we do. And, you know, we're not like China, where it's authoritarian government that can just lie and basically treat their people like garbage.
Right. Well, I mean, they can just lock them down, right?
Yep.
And so that obviously helps to contain it. But it's also not just that either. I mean, it's not like the only way to slow this down is to have an authoritarian government. You look at South Korea, and they're a democratic nation, and it was just competence. It was just having enough tests.
Their first case and our first case happened on the same day, and the way that they reacted versus the way that we reacted are two completely different things. We've got, you know, we've seen what's happened over in Japan, which is damn near, you know, it's a lot closer to the epicenter than we are. And Japan, by and large, has this thing under control.
Yeah.
And has for several weeks now.
So a couple of firefighters, four of them, Clark County firefighters, under observation after exposure to a patient who has since tested positive for the coronavirus. So the exposure happened during a medical call. The outcome of the patient's test was not known as of Wednesday. The firefighters are currently not showing any symptoms, but they are watching them and they are quarantined. So four Clark County firefighters also possibly exposed.
Well, hopefully that they will come back negative, because, you know, the last thing we need is an epidemic breaking out amongst our first responders.
And an emergency fund has been created to support Nevada nonprofits responding to the coronavirus. So a regional charitable organization has established an emergency response fund to support nonprofits in Nevada as they respond to the pandemic. So the Nevada Community Foundation says the fund will primarily support organizations working to help seniors, vulnerable members of the population, and first responders. So people over 65, as well as those with compromised immune systems and underlying health conditions, are at the highest risk, and they want to help those people out as much as possible. So all donations sent to the fund go directly to the nonprofits, as the foundation has pledged to forego administrative fees associated with managing the fund. Online donations are available to be made if you go to nevadacf.org, nevadacf.org/donate-now.
And this is important. And, you know, one of the other things that I will commend Governor Sisolak for doing, obviously, you know, this is the first day that we are here that the shutdown is going to go into effect for the full day.
The full day. So it started yesterday at noon for a lot of the places. Yeah.
But he has rescinded certain barriers that certain Nevadans may be facing when filing for unemployment. So
it used to be that if you went out and you wanted to get unemployment, you had to show that you were searching for a job and a waiting period and all that. And he punted on all that stuff.
And so good on Governor Sisolak for doing that.
Showing real leadership. I'm impressed.
And the fact that, you know, and we will urge you to do this as well, you can file for it online. So yes, the offices, I believe, that in person are considered essential or not.
Don't go into the office.
If you can avoid it.
Yeah.
But you can file online as well. So if, you know, these layoffs have hit you and they are affecting you and your family, you know, hopefully we can get this going up and running quickly for the unemployment before, you know, federally they make a decision on what's going to be happening.
And hopefully that happens sooner than later, too. I mean, they're talking about trying to get money into people's hands.
They're talking maybe two rounds of that. So, you know, I mean, if we can get money into people's hands, and, you know, like if they're pushing evictions until at least the end of April and that sort of, you know, like
so evictions and foreclosures.
And that's early. That's early on in this. So it's like if it gets worse, hopefully that will be extended as well. That so we're not just, you know, creating another crisis of trying to throw people out on the streets while, you know, this you know, unprecedented event is happening.
I like that everyone's trying to rally together.
Yeah.
Or at least most people are, right?
I mean, yes.
They're looking out for each other. They're trying to find ways to help.
We need to know what's going on. Yep. And we can't pretend that, you know, the it's all peaches and cream, which I don't know. Why
would you even say that? It's all peaches and cream. Is that even a saying?
No one says that.
It's not all peaches and cream.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is there a song called Peaches and Cream?
Even if it is, there is a song called Peaches and Cream. Nobody says.
By 1-1. It's by all, 112?
It's all peaches and cream.
What? So, how do you idiots not know the phrase peaches and cream? And I was using it 100% correctly, according to the Wiktionary.
Hold on, what is the Wiktionary?
Did you just make that up?
No, Wiktionary is a website, Wiktionary.org.
Is that Wikipedia's dumb cousin?
No, it's the Wikipedia version of the dictionary.
Peaches
and cream would not be in a dictionary.
There's already a dictionary.com.
Because they use idioms. So here's what it means. A very enjoyable experience usually used to describe something being unrealistically idyllic. Which means what I was talking about, peaches and cream, not everything's sunshine and flowers. It's just another way to say that. Unrealistically idyllic.
I don't think you used it right.
Yes, no. I did.
No, it's an idea.
It was a banger back in the early 2000s from the band 112.
Who?
Tell me you don't remember this.
Nominated for a Grammy. In 2002.
No, I do not remember this. Why would I remember this?
This is a jam.
You thought it was Prince. Shut up.
Yeah, you did. Here's what's making news.
Fair enough. I thought it was a Prince cover.
So Amazon says that they are still hiring a whole lot of people and they're trying to give back to the community. So they are behind a number of community related efforts underway in several neighborhoods. There's a lot of people. I don't know if you guys have seen this, where on, you know, on social media, they're given a hard time to Amazon because they're only donating certain amounts in certain areas. So the corporation made a $1 million donation to provide sick leave or pay health insurance to Seattle residents and pitched in another million in Washington, D.C. towards medical response teams for the homeless, the elderly, and hourly workers. And there's a lot of people that are like, oh, you know, this company's worth $200 billion. How are they just giving $1 million in these areas? Look, it's still $1 million that they didn't have to give in two different areas. I get that it always can be more, but getting on social media and blasting them and like shaming them for only giving $1 million, I don't know, man.
I mean, I understand their frustration because considering like Amazon paid basically $0 in tax.
I get it.
Last year, Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world and he's just sitting there on a super yacht.
It's not the only thing that's going on, right? So Amazon has created a $5 million neighborhood small business relief fund in Seattle and Bellevue up in Washington to help small businesses so that way they can continue to pay employees, cover rent and other costs. And I mean, you know, so you're talking about now $7 million that they've come out of pocket already in the first couple of days. They're hiring 100,000 people. I'm no fan of Amazon and the fact that they don't pay taxes. I think that is hot garbage. I love the actual service of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how they spy on us in our houses with all these devices. But there's good and there's bad. They don't have to come out of their pocket. Now, what other companies have we seen that have said, okay, here's $7 million and $5 million towards the local community where they're based?
Well, one of the people that we're seeing is Bill Gates is stepping away to really focus on this. And he's
right, but I haven't seen any monetary contribution yet, right? And so you look at some of the other billionaires out there and haven't seen anything from Elon Musk.
No, well, Elon Musk is a giant douchebag. That's why.
Elon did just come out and said, if need be, we'll start making ventilators. That's what he said. If that's need his, be. Yeah,
hey,
that's his promise.
The need be is here, bruh.
Thank you.
Get on it.
So if you want to know what $7 million is in respect to how much Amazon is worth $1 trillion.
A trillion dollars?
$1 trillion.
I guess they did hit that mark, didn't they? I forgot.
Yeah, they did. And it's only probably going to go up because if you think if anybody's going to benefit from this crisis right now, Amazon is going to be
because
one.
They have a service that pairs pretty well with the global pandemic.
And that people are going nuts. So it's five zeros and then a seven. So 0.000007%.
Right.
So, I mean, like when you're talking about like, you know, significant amounts, yes, you $7 million to anything is a lot of money. But when you look at it in retrospect, that's like me giving not even a penny of my net worth.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, it's still $7 million, which will hypothetically save a lot of businesses and a lot of maybe even a lot of lives.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at him. I am relatively annoyed with these people, though. A bunch of people on eBay that are selling baby milk for four times its retail price. So they have like baby milk and baby formula that they're putting out there that they have snapped up off the market. Now they're putting it on the secondary market.
Hoarders.
Yeah, and they're trying to make a huge profit off of it.
God, I want bad things to happen to those people.
Me too.
I do. You know, like, I know I'm not supposed to say that, and my wife gets after me for saying, like, you can't say that you want bad things to happen to people. I want bad things to happen to bad people. I do. I really do.
Meanwhile, I'm not too mad at this. There's people that are stealing toilet paper out of interstate rest stops. I mean, I would be really mad if I just had to go and you stop in and the toilet paper's all gone because people are hoarding it. But look, desperate times call for desperate measures, man.
Yeah, that's not that's
you're not hurting. You're not hurting anyone.
No, and plus you're like, hey, here's a what's that hole in the stall for?
Yeah, this is neat.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Is there toilet paper in there too?
And that's how I fell in love. So here's a question that we have for you today. Look, a lot of us are stressed out right now. What are your best stress relievers that actually help you relax? You can text us at 73100. Your calls and posts coming up.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what do you do to relax? I know it's a stressful time for a lot of people, and so just kind of kicking around some ideas here, things that genuinely help you to just take the edge off. Sissy said, eat a couple edibles and do some cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I don't think I'd have the patience to get through whatever I was cooking.
I don't know, man. I always, like, want to cook some green bean casserole. Which, again, I feel like green bean casserole needs to be available, and we should be able, it should be socially acceptable to serve at all meals 365.
I'm good.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Save it for one day.
Cream of mushroom? Oh, my God. You throw those French's onions on top?
Those little gross onions?
Oh, they're so
good. You like those?
Oh, yeah.
You would. You can't eat lettuce or eggs, but you'll eat that garbage?
That's the delicious. That's lettuce is garbage.
Lettuce is not garbage.
Lettuce is just
lettuce
a
is
weed.
Delightful.
Lettuce is the water of food.
That's all it is. Stupid rabbit.
Amy said, baking a cake and rewatching The Office.
We've been getting so much of that over these past couple of weeks. People are loving and leaning on The Office for emotional support.
Is The Office leaving Netflix, though?
Yeah, I think it is.
It is, which stinks because like my wife and I never really watched The Office regularly. We catch episodes here and there, and obviously all the memes and everything else that's out there. You're very exposed to it.
Yeah.
But we just started season one of The Office, and let's just start watching this because we have, you know, time to kill. And yeah, it's great.
Well, just get through the first couple of seasons. I think it's real good.
You have until the end of 2020. That's when NBC Universal is going to pull it off.
So we got some time.
You'll have some time. I can't believe that show started, what was it, like 15 years ago? Yeah. 2005?
Yeah.
What would people watch if The Office was never brought to the United States? Would they be watching Scrubs or something?
I liked Scrubs.
That's my question.
I forgot that Ricky Gervais was behind The Office.
The original British version, but that was like 95.
Yeah. But he was an executive producer on the one here as well. So made a ton of money off that.
Made some guest appearances also.
Wendy said, cleaning, cooking, watching Friends, staying off the internet. That's how I relieve stress, stay off the internet. And I found myself doing that these last couple of days where at night, you know, I'll just be on my phone while we're watching an episode of The Office or whatever and just sort of be thumbing through Twitter. And it's just like so depressing that you end up going to bed in a bad mood because you consume too much of the noise. But I also feel like I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, we have a duty as broadcasters to kind of be somewhat informed, I would say. Do you guys find cleaning to be relaxing? Because I hate cleaning.
I do.
There's nothing I hate. I mean, like, I like cleaning myself, you know, because you get in the shower and you just stand there in front of the hot water and you just, like, stare into the abyss of the water for, like, you know, who knows how long the time may be. It could be 2 minutes. It could be 2 hours. I don't know. I just lose myself in there.
Just thinking about your whole life.
Everything.
Rada said, going for a walk while I listen to 90s gangsta rap.
Hell yeah.
Ron said, I mostly just play with myself.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, it comes in all forms.
Easy. There's a family show.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian, what is it that you do to relieve stress?
I really drown myself in comedy. It's kind of like an escapist kind of route. So these past couple of days, I've been doing nothing but reading jokes. I've been watching stand-up specials. What? I've been trying to develop some of my own.
I noticed that on Instagram you dropped a really good one about pools.
Definitely. So
you want to hit us with it?
I don't know, man. I got to get the rhythm on it, though. My delivery is so bad. We're all in quarantine right now, but if we were in public pools, we would be quarantined.
That's pretty good.
I wrote that as my girlfriend was painting my toes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was expecting some sort of pee joke. That's where I thought that was going. What comedy specials are you watching? I just watched the new Bert Kreischer Big Boy.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's okay. All right. I mean, if you like Bert Kreischer, you'll like it. If you don't like Bert Kreischer, you won't.
The new Marc Maron is actually really good. He recorded it really before this whole hysteria kind of broke out. I really like his wisdom. And then I'm revisiting Mitch Hedberg because he's the greatest comedian of all time.
Have you watched any of the John Mulaney specials?
Yes. Mulaney is so funny.
I feel like he's such an acquired taste. Like you have to buy into him. I think he's really funny. My wife just doesn't get into him.
There are some people, that just cannot
stand him. I love Mulaney.
I thought he was pretty good on Saturday Night Live. He hosted that, whatever it was, a couple weeks ago.
With David Byrne. And then if you haven't watched the Sack Lunch Bunch, which I think is...
Also, let me say this. Saturday Night Live has gotten really good again.
Yes.
It really has. Like, this cast is funny.
Yeah, you get rid of Pete Davidson, though.
Yeah, can we?
Pete Davidson sucks.
He's a charity case on that show now. Lorne Michaels just likes him. That's it.
But every time you're there, like, you can tell he's like all whacked out on something.
Yeah.
And he's always sweaty looking, and he's not funny.
It's not like
he does that thing where he's like a worse Jimmy Kimmel.
No, you were thinking Jimmy Fallon.
Or Jimmy Fallon, where Jimmy Fallon always used to laugh during the skits.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon
he was likable.
Somewhat charming.
Yeah. Yes.
Whereas I feel just like Pete Davidson's just like, ugh.
Just
insufferable.
Yeah.
And not funny.
Andy said, to stress relief, I usually like to go hiking, but unfortunately due to being recommended not to be close to other people and knowing that other people will seek out hiking as well, I can't chance it. And so right now, stress reliever, not there.
And you don't want to like go deep into the, if you're a hiker, you don't want to go like off the beaten path to try to avoid people because nobody's going to find you.
We're pretty low on helicopters, I'm sure. I don't know why, but I'm sure that like emergency responders have other stuff to do. Robin said, I still have to go to work, so the structure actually helps me to relieve some stress. I also do Postmates on the side, and doing deliveries is a nice distraction.
Yeah, I would say coming in here and being able to talk. Being able to talk to you guys, you know, just expressing what we're going through and what the city's happening and, you know, what's going on in the country. I would probably be more, you know, even though my dream is to be retired and never do anything ever again for the rest of my life, I think I would be more stressed out 100% if I was just at home and I couldn't do the show.
Well, yeah, to have nothing to do and being quarantined in your house and being retired. Not during a global pandemic would probably be better.
Yes.
Yeah.
If that wasn't
when the world wasn't closing in around you. Nikki said, I listened to Dave and Mahoney, which is very nice. But to echo your point, Mahoney, the time of the day that I feel the best is right when we're finishing up the show for the day, because normally we have had a chance to talk and interact with people and realize that we all are in this together. And I mean, the sense of community really does help me. Like knowing that there's other people out there who are going through a lot of stuff and in many cases a lot more difficult stuff than me is a nice reality check to be like, hey, bud, like, yeah, you're losing business and things kind of suck right now and it's unknown, the future and everything else, but deal with it, man. There's a lot of people that are dealing with a lot more difficult stuff. And frankly, on a day-to-day basis, there's a lot of people out there who don't have it as good as we do. Yeah. So just hunker down and come together.
I've been texting with friends, over the last few days. You know, people, like you've got friends, but we all have busy lives, and so we all get kind of caught up in our own routine, especially like with how busy everything is now, and like finding out that like friends, loved ones are sick or they've been laid off, or I just got a text literally 3 minutes ago saying a friend's husband's in the hospital. Like, because, and presumably, presumably going to test positive for corona, you know, it's like.
Is that another word you can't say?
Presumably?
Oh, yeah, again.
I can say that presumably.
Oh, my God.
What?
Presumably.
No, it's not.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what do you do to relieve stress during a very stressful time? This one. I have three words for you from Paul. Dispensaries are open.
I mean, you are living in a city that does not have legalized marijuana, God have mercy on your souls.
Erica said sex. Good for you, Erica.
Yeah,
good for you.
Get
yours. Kimberly said, cleaning my entire house, organizing junk drawers, long walks, making sure to take a shower, and have clean clothes.
Did you see the text from the guy who says, I take 2 showers a day just so I can use all the awesome products I get from Bath & Body Works? I'm a 31-year-old man.
Did you get them from Bath & Body Works, or did somebody else get them? Because I haven't stepped foot in a Bath & Body Works in months, probably years.
Could not tell you where a Bath & Body Works is.
Every mall in America.
No, but like specifically, if you were like, go to the closest Bath & Body Works, if you are the first one there, you get $1 million. I'd be like,
there's one at every mall.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think it's
I didn't even know to like rush to the mall. Where's the mall?
So tell me, don't act like you're not like when you go on like on vacation or you're staying in a hotel and they've got like the tea tree
oil, oh, yeah.
shampoo.
Oh, yeah.
And it feels so tingly and you rub it, because you just rub it everywhere.
Have you ever done that everywhere?
Everywhere.
Oh.
Everywhere.
Well, because I mean, you're washing everything. The shampoo.
Sure,
it's soap. It can clean everything. Yeah. Like, I don't need I don't understand the need for a separate body wash. I could just use my shampoo on all my
bits.
You
use that much shampoo?
What?
Well, I wash my hair.
Yeah.
And then I wash it
and
again.
It's thin, so it's easy.
No, it is not. It's blonde, and so it is fine.
Am I supposed to shampoo all the hair on my body, Mahoney?
I do.
Yeah, do you not shampoo your underarms
I do.
Thunder
but
zone,
like,
the pits.
I got a lot
legs.
Of leg hair. Like, am I supposed
lot
to be
of leg hair? Yeah,
be shampooing that?
Imagine how luscious your legs would be if you did shampoo.
But here's what I do. I do the head. I shampoo the head first.
Now, you must also condition the legs.
Yeah,
as well.
I know. That too. Right? They walk hand in hand.
Two-in-one conditioner. But on the second wash, you get so much more bubbles. So your head acts as if it's a scrunchie. And then you
baby, get in here, and you're like loofing your wife with your head.
Yeah. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But seriously, why don't we ever, as dudes, buy just straight tea tree oil?
Oh yeah,
shampoo. No, it's good.
I'm on board with that.
I mean, have it, but I should.
Yeah, I don't know where to get all that stuff that smells so wonderful and gives you that tingle, but I
love it.
Yeah, man.
I want tea tree everything.
Everything.
What is a tea tree anyway? I don't know. Is there a tree that produces tea?
Yeah, leaves. Tea leaves, man.
Is that where tea comes from?
No, I don't think
so. Yes, man, they're leaves. little crunched up leaves.
Yeah, but not like from trees.
Where else are we going to get a leaf from?
Like a marijuana plant?
That's it's still something that grows. It's just like a small tree. It's not like,
same thing, man.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So a lot of celebrities are kind of mixed up in the whole coronavirus thing. Some people actually physically mixed up in it, like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. And Tom Hanks' sister said that he is out of the hospital and not doing great, but still doing okay. So after the movie star and his wife tested positive, he has kept his fans pretty updated on his condition after being discharged from the hospital in Australia and moving into a rented house to self-isolate. He said that him and Wilson are taking it a one-day-at-a-time approach. I have communicated with my brother. He's not great, but he is still okay. Am I shocked? No, he's an actor, but not a god. But the medical care in Australia is good, she said. So they've been talking back and forth. And, yeah, obviously still some challenges. And Tom Hanks, you know, and his wife are not old by any stretch of the imagination, but they're older. Yeah. And so it's certainly a level of concern when they come down with it. Said some of the symptoms, and this is from Tom and his wife directly, tiredness, chills, body aches, slight fevers. The couple remain self-quarantined until advised by medical professionals that it's okay to go out.
So Rita Wilson is 63 years old. Tom Hanks is also 63 years old. It's just funny, though, as we get older, we're like, yeah, they're not old.
Yeah, I mean, when I talk about old, I mean, you talk about people that are, you know, 70s, 80s, you know, but I mean, they're 63, yeah. So I mean, that's certainly older.
Yeah, but I'm glad that they are doing okay because, you know, like I said, both of them phenomenal. I would say the best Hollywood couple, hands down.
National treasure, no question about it.
Yep, and so there's another Hollywood celebrity who is sticking their foot in their mouth. This time, it's Evangeline Lilly. And if you don't remember who Evangeline Lilly is,
she got a breakthrough on Lost, but she's been in some of the Marvel movies, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And
that's
another
about
one.
It. Yeah, that's really it. Yeah.
So she said, she just posted, just dropped my kids off at the gymnastics camp. They all washed their hands before going in. They're playing and laughing. You know, I get that, you know, you want to remain normal in a pretty normal sort of life, but the fact that they are closing gyms down and you're taking your kids to a gymnastics gym is pretty scary. But the fact that
she's doing it to spite the idea that
this is a
that you're supposed to be locked down, and she said that she values her freedom more than life.
Yes.
What?
Well, it's not
her actions are showing that, and now the crazy thing is she's living with her father, who has stage 4 leukemia. So
that would be the about the definition of a compromised immune system.
Are you looking to off your father?
Yeah.
Because when somebody, you know, like we've got a friend who's a cancer survivor here at the station, and he is very afraid of everything that is going on.
Understandably so.
Because his white blood count, white blood cell count is substantially lower from all the treatments that he's received. And anybody who's already got an immune system that's compromised are infinitely more susceptible to dying from this.
So some celebrities handling this really well. And this is actually pretty cool. There's been a couple of musicians and high profile ones at that have decided, hey, I want to share some music with people that are stuck at home. And so they're doing these concerts at home, called Together at Home.
I like these.
And Chris Martin from Coldplay was one of the guys to do that.
Hi, my name is Chris. Is this on?
Oh, I don't care. I want to tear me apart. I don't care. It's in the sky. It's in the sky.
Yeah, and this is no huge production. This is them basically turning on their Instagram Live and just playing.
Just in their home studios or in their living rooms. I find it awesome. Just the intimacy of one seeing inside the celebrity homes is really interesting.
And you can see who can actually sing and who can't. And obviously, exactly.
Chris Martin can sing.
He's got some pipes.
And John Legend saw Chris Martin doing this, and he's like, I'm also going to do this. And
hold my beer.
In his house, he had Chrissy Teigen sitting on his piano while he was playing, his wife.
Just wearing a towel
wrapped around her, and like this couple, man, they get it.
Somebody requested Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Is anyone watching this?
There are 95,000 people watching.
I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water.
Jesus, man.
That dude can sing.
Did you say you're pregnant?
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did you see that what some other celebrities are doing for their evening ritual now, that they're reading stories either on their social media live streams, or there's also a website called Storyline Online? Like Josh Gad, Jennifer Gardner have all gotten in on this, and they're just reading like kids' books.
I love it, man.
You know, like stuff like that. That's like cool stuff we never would have even thought that like would be like entertaining or, you know, kind of, you know, helpful 2 weeks ago. This is great. I love it.
So Trader Joe's is one of the businesses that's paying bonuses to store employees amid, obviously, unprecedented sales because everything is instantly off the shelves. Some workers are saying, hey, maybe we should get hazard pay. I wouldn't disagree with that. Trader Joe's planning to pay bonuses to store employees because of everything that's going on. The memo, which was reviewed by Business Insider, said the grocer is planning to set up a special bonus pool for each store based on the recent sales increases. Each store's bonus pool will be divided amongst employees of the store are based on their hours worked during the sales period. The memo was sent on Monday, one day after the petition started circulating online demanding that, yeah, some of these people get guaranteed wages, hazard pay, everything else. Hazard pay is extra compensation for employees that are exposed to dangerous conditions. And
I think this qualifies. I mean, because think about this. I mean,
it's even time if, and a half is hazard pay.
Even if people are sick, they're still going to the grocery store because you got to have food.
Yep.
You know, they are being exposed. They are literally on the front line of, you know, this epidemic that is going on right now. And yes, if the companies are benefiting from this, you know, I mean, these are the people who are putting their lives and their families' lives that matter, you know, in harm's way. So pay them what they deserve.
It's funny, man. I saw a tweet that just made a lot of sense where it was like, you know, I think that America has pretty quickly figured out who the real people are that make the economy work. And it's not the hedge fund managers and it's not these super elite business executives. It's the police officers and the medical providers and the people that are out there doing deliveries, the people that are working at grocery stores and stocking them. Like, those are the people that actually make America work.
Yes.
When you look around and you go, oh, well, you know, all these people are closing up shop and, you know, they don't have to work and they don't even have to worry about money because they made so much of it. Those aren't the people that are actually making this country work.
Our bonus just isn't going to be as big.
This quarter, I'm not going to hit my large bonus.
Oh, no. What am I
going to do?
I'm only going to be able to fill up my boat halfway.
I've got six Ferraris. I need a seventh for every day of the week.
No. I've got 13. I need the
so I can rotate. Some people don't know that.
Twice a month.
The closure of the air traffic control tower at McCarran had a lot of people spooked last night, and rightfully so. There was somebody that has tested positive for COVID-19. And it slowed operations for at least two airlines. But you think about an air traffic controller coming down with this. Pretty close quarter for a lot of those guys and gals that are working over there. So scary stuff. But, yeah, they had to close one of the towers over at McCarran because somebody came down with it.
Yeah, I mean, and you can't be too safe. And that's a job that definitely, you know, again, when you're talking about jobs that keep this country running, air traffic controllers, man, those guys, the amount of stress that those men and women have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, then you throw this into the mix as well. Whoo! I do not envy what they are doing, but I certainly appreciate the sacrifice that they are making right now.
Extra police presence down on the strip to make sure that there is no funny stuff going on, and I think that this makes plenty of sense.
Yeah,
there's boards over the doors at Bellagio. I mean, it's kind of spooky, to drive down the strip right now and just see it totally abandoned. It's something like we've never seen before. But the cops have stepped up their presence to make sure there is no funny business going on. So barricades placed around the entries for the Wynn and Encore, and Las Vegas police vehicles and a couple of officers also observed in front of the entrances, parked in front of Mandalay Bay. And so the police presence set up really around all of the different properties down there to make sure nothing goes haywire and no idiots get down there and start messing with
and
stuff.
Hey, idiots, they still have security. Besides the police,
it's not like they turned off all of their cameras. Have you ever been in the casino? Like literally every single inch is surveilled. So
don't get any dumb ideas, you dummies.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m.
So I had no idea that people were doing this. Have you seen this anywhere, that people are putting their Christmas lights back up as a sign of hope during this pandemic?
Yes, I have.
You have? There's people in your neighborhood that are doing this?
There are two houses in my neighborhood that have lights up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so much effort, though.
I saw a couple friends.
I'm so glad I never took mine down. I'm just going to turn them back on.
I like this, you know? I mean, if you're...
Do you?
Yes. I mean, Christmas symbolizes for a lot of people the happiest time of the year, better times. And, you know, if we can all just do something simple that, you know, I mean, like I said, it's if we are in better spirits, that's better for our immune system. It's better for our bodies overall to just have a more positive outlook. And if we could just...
I mean, like I guess this quarantine thing does kind of feel like it kind of feels like Christmas time, right? Where it's like you don't have as much to do.
Yeah.
There's no work. You're just hanging out. You're drinking. You don't really want to be around your family, so that also works out really well.
And starting random fires.
We're all going to be broke at the end of this.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true.
That's interesting. I had no idea that people were doing that, but yeah, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a trend. Like, I mean, if we're going to get stupid viral trends going, this one is probably the most constructive.
How about this? A husband from the UK is in a blind panic over his extramarital affair because he caught the coronavirus while he was on a trip to see his mistress in Italy.
Oh, no.
And his wife didn't know that he was over in Italy?
Oh, no.
The unnamed patient in his late 30s described as... having a well-heeled and a high-flying job, told his wife that he was away on a business trip within the UK. When the man returned, he began showing symptoms, and tests confirmed that he was, in fact, infected with the coronavirus. The man confessed that he'd been to Italy, and his wife had no idea. She thinks he picked up the disease on a business trip away. The man is expected to survive the infection, unlike his extramarital relationship, the source said. The man's wife, only aware that he has COVID-19, has isolated himself in their home in northern England. Good luck with that one, buddy.
Yeah, you got to spend the next 30 days
by yourself, thinking about it.
What are you doing,
Dang.
Man? What are you doing? Use protection. Put a mask on.
I'm not a big fan of this. Fitness trainers are setting up speakeasy style studios so they can continue hosting workout classes. Gyms across the country obviously closing. Personal trainers are finding creative ways to keep their classes going and their clients working out, and they're setting up these speakeasy style gym studios that fit only a handful of people to one-on-one sessions at their home. So on Sunday, LA mayor ordered the closure of gyms, and people are now setting up these small studios. I just don't like it. I mean, if you're getting a bunch of people and you have no idea where they've been, all in a confined space,
exactly.
And you're sweating and you're breathing all over each other, I don't know, just now doesn't seem the appropriate time. There's plenty of places that are doing virtual workouts. There's actually plenty of those type of things out there right now. I'd say just go that direction.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of celebrities who are, you know, we were talking about the singing. We were talking the private concerts. We were talking about the celebrities doing the bedtime stories. There's a couple out there who are showing their workout routines now online as well. And yes, stop being a selfish prick and... put other people first, man. Like you can just not do crunches for one day, or just do them at home.
Just not do crunches
just
for one day.
Not do crunches.
I don't
that
know.
Just sounded weird coming from you.
It just is. It just shows how selfish and insecure you are. Just like you can go a day. Like, you're not going to die from a cardiovascular incident because you didn't get to go to the gym.
Well, you just go for a run. Go for a run. Walk around the neighborhood. Like, there's plenty of ways to work out. Do you have a bike? Get on your bike.
Do squats.
Yes. I mean, there's plenty of ways to work out without having to get together and breathe all over each other
And sweat on everything.
Just, we're literally like a day into this.
Yeah.
Please, look out for each other.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, when you all were in high school, maybe junior, senior year, did you have good friends that were the opposite sex? Nothing romantic, but really good friends. I had a handful, and sometimes I would go over their house, and they would change in front of me. Were they hitting on me, or am I being into it now?
Message deleted.
Okay, so Mahoney, maybe you're better suited to answer this than I am, because I've never had like a female friend that would ever be like changing in front of me unless something was about to happen.
One of my best friends who I've known since middle school, she's, you know, like we've never had any sort of like anything besides a platonic relationship, and we've known each other for, you know, 20 plus years.
Are you guys just not attracted to each other?
No. I mean, I don't think so. You know, I mean, she's good looking, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm obviously handsome as hell.
Yeah.
But I think we're just too alike as people. You know, for the most part, you know, we're very similar in the, like, our faults, and you can't, like, double down on those.
Okay.
So, and, yeah, and plus that, you know, it's just, you know, whatever. But never once did she ever change in front of me.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that.
And I never changed in front of her.
Yeah. If a woman's taking her clothes off in front of you, or you're taking your clothes off in front of a woman, that normally means something, right?
Like, yeah, intentionally, yes. Yeah, like, yeah, the only time I've ever been in those situations are when romantic things are about to you know, happen, and somebody's about to be disappointed.
Ian, and it's always her.
Yes.
Always. It's always her. Ian, do you have any, like, long-time girlfriends that you've never been romantically linked to?
Yeah, actually. And one of them actually messaged me a couple of nights ago on Instagram, because, again, I'm going crazy in this quarantine, so I'm doing all my Instagram stories. So she messages me a funny joke, and I gave her a generic response. And then I looked, and I realized who it was. I totally forgot about her, so I kind of lost that friendship. But now it's just my girlfriend.
So never, ever, ever for me.
If they're not hitting on you, they think you are so far into the friend zone that it doesn't matter, and that you are, you know, maybe they think you're not into women. You know, changing in front of you, or you are just so far into that friend zone that there ain't no getting out, my friend.
So yeah, I'm honestly thinking about it, and there's plenty of females, obviously, that I'm very friendly with and have been over the years, but it's always like they're the significant other of one of my friends.
Yeah, totally.
Like, there's no just like outlier girls that I can think of, at least right now, that I'm just like buddies with. Maybe I've always been bad at that. It's like either I'm trying to hook up with you or I have no interest. That's about it.
I mean, I feel like that's how most men are. And I feel like there are, you know, like I said, I've got, like, you know, a very, very, very few small handful of women who I am like friends like that with.
Yeah, I mean, coworkers, people that
that's,
you know,
different,
like,
that's, though. That's, but it's, where you don't have, right, where you don't have like a
common interest.
Yes. Yeah, you're just like, because I feel like once you're married, those kind of have to go away.
Yeah.
Because
and that longtime girlfriend, did you talk less since you've been married? No.
Well, I mean, we talk less because we live apart from the
same state.
But like, her and my wife are friends.
Okay.
You know, they like each other, and I'm friends with her husband, and, you know, like that sort of thing. Like,
do you think that your wife and her husband believe that you guys never knock boots?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, like, I, if I would tell, okay, like, I've told my wife like plenty of like
stuff.
Well, not even directly, but just through the, you know,
the show
telling things I probably shouldn't have, but I do. And if I have no problem. I would have been like, yeah, man, whatever. We used to knock it out.
Dave, you don't have any like female like bar friends? Like, if you're going to a bar,
friends?
Yeah, like, hey, what are you doing right now? Come to the bar.
Yeah, they're like coworkers. Those are coworkers.
That's it.
Yeah, man. Nothing? Like, where do you hang out with random women that aren't friends with your girlfriend? Co-workers or like some other,
now
they
you're making
fall
me
into
feel bad bars.
You meet random women in bars.
Not random women.
Become,
I know. Yeah.
Yes, well, they're random bar women.
Well, they are. They were at one point, and maybe my girlfriend was there. But yeah, we make friends, and now we have bar friends.
But are you making bar friends?
We have bar friends, or you have bar friends?
I have bar friends.
So
your
girlfriend's fine with you just hanging out with a woman that's not her while you guys go get drunk together.
We're not necessarily getting drunk, but yeah, it's fine. It's
okay,
a good conversation.
Let's not
kid
ourselves.
Me.
You guys are going out to a bar
six
together.
Six or seven beers is not,
yeah,
it's fine.
All right.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that doesn't fly in the fair
household.
It's a
trusting relationship.
You just,
I get it.
Out of respect for the, you know, like.
Oh, don't tell me I don't respect her.
I don't know,
like,
man.
Come on.
No, every relationship is different. But I'm just saying my wife would not allow it. Because she knows that I'm not to be trusted.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I know you all probably don't have an exact answer for this question, but if you could just estimate, what do you think the longest pee you've ever taken is? Like, ooh, you know, you have a session and it just never seems to end. I can remember the last one I could think of how long it took me. Probably like it had to clock in over a minute. I don't know. Let me know.
Message deleted.
Oh, I've definitely eclipsed the minute mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, especially, like, if you're, like, laying down, like, if you, you know, like, not, times like now where you're supposed to be drinking a lot of water, and I'm drinking more water than I normally do, but if you're just, like, too lazy to get up at, like, that for 2 a.m., you know, you're just like, oh, God, I don't want to get out of bed, but I'm, you know. I know.
But are you admitting to peeing the bed right now?
No, I'm not admitting to peeing the bed.
You save it for the morning.
I'm saving it for the morning, and then when you wake up, it's
you wake up, and there's,
yeah, then it's, you know.
Then you got to think where it stops, then.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Are you ever kind of a little proud of yourself whenever you have that nice, healthy stream?
Oh, yeah.
It's just
like
a fire hose.
Like, not old. Yeah. My prostate's fine.
That's right. Look at this thing go. Attaboy.
Woo. Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
Look, man, you are never really that entertaining to begin with. Maybe the naked cowboy in Times Square should go ahead and pack it up and head home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is ignoring the coronavirus warnings to be entertaining, and he's basically out there in a mostly empty Times Square, still naked, playing his guitar rather poorly. He did add a protective mask, though, to his signature barely there attire.
You are 50 years old, you douchebag. Can we just call him the Corona Cowboy from
the
now
Corona
on?
The Corona Cowboy, oh, man.
Yeah. So,
Ian, are you searching that? Is there another Corona Cowboy out there?
I don't think so. I think Corona Cowboy is still available.
All right.
Let me just see. Yeah. Yep, we're good.
So, okay. Yeah.
There's a Corona-branded cowboy hat, but we're not going to get that.
We should just start tacking that that on to everybody who is a denier or just an outlier who decides that, you know, their enjoyment of doing whatever they want is more important than everybody else.
Corona lingelily. So the coronavirus is bringing sales in adult toys as well as protection. Some people have started to stock up on food and hygiene products. Others are stockpiling other things. According to several studies, couples are beginning to anticipate the potential quarantine ahead. So the rise in certain types of toys are higher than previous years. The Womanizer brand has recorded figures that are much higher than 2019, an increase of 50% compared to original forecasts.
Womanizer, that's the name of a toy company?
I think it's a toy company for women.
Yeah, I know, but that just sounds like a really bad... Mm-hmm. Boy, I don't even want to click on this website.
Click it.
Do it.
Click it.
Work computer. Pleasure Air Technology.
Okay. I mean, they have... There's the Classic, the Starlet, the Liberty, the Pro 40, the Duo, and the Premium.
So hang on. They also said that there's adult websites.
Oh, my God. Guess how much the Premium costs?
Dude, wait, a premium adult toy?
Their premium toy. Guess
how much?
$200.
$200?
American.
It looks like a miniature model of a Star Trek spaceship.
Yes, I was just thinking that. That
could be speed.
That's
beam me up.
That's a USS Enterprise without the disc.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Wait, you said disc, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.